个例子哦，在上个世纪开始有很多出现了很多叫共产主义的国家，他们的政策就是不让人有机会去累积财富。
For example, the policy from last century's communist country was to not let anyone have the opportunity to accumulate health.
那所有的财富都是按照人均去分配啊，谁都不会拥有多过你需要的。
All of the riches and money are based on each person's needs, so no one will have more than they need.
而在这一场对抗金钱这种力量的战争当中呢，到今天我们看到金钱得到了完全的胜利。
However, in this battle against the power of money, money will always be victorious.
今天我们看到金钱它经历过一次一次的打击，它仍然统治着这个世界，仍然统治着人类的心灵。
Today, money has experienced attacks one after the other, and yet it still rules the world and the hearts of mankind.
圣经怎么看金钱？
Does the Bible see money?
保罗在今天啊经文当中的第十节，能打第十节出来吗？第四节里面讲到贪财是万恶之根。
In today's version of the Bible, Paul says in verse 10, For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
那我们特别要注意这里啊，这里没有说钱财是万恶之根，乃是说贪财、贪婪使金钱成为万恶之根。
But we must pay special attention to that it says, that it does not say money is the root of all kinds of evil.But rather, it states that the love of money, which is greed, is the root of all kinds of evil, because greed itself is a sin.
在十诫当中啊，旧约里面十诫的第十诫最后一诫讲到，不可贪爱你的邻舍的房屋，不可贪爱你邻舍的妻子、奴仆、牛驴和他的任何东西。
In the Ten Commandments, the tenth commandment stated, "You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife."Or his male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
贪其实就是不满足我们自己已经拥有的东西啊，我们眼中只看到那些我没有的东西。
Greed is being unsatisfied with what you already have and wanting what you do not have.
贪对人的生命损害是非常大的。
Greed can greatly damage one's life.
因为当一个人啊，你的眼睛只盯着那一些你还没有拥有的东西的时候，这个人就永远不会满足。
Once someone has their eye on something they do not possess, they will never be satisfied.
这种的不满足会使到人的心灵常常的空虚啊，常常的不安。
And this dissatisfaction will cause people to feel spiritually empty and anxious.
那为什么？因为永远都有一些东西是不属于我们的。
This is because there will always be things that do not belong to them.
而金钱或者财富是就是其中的一样东西，你永远不能够拥有全部啊，总有一些不是你的。
And so it is the same with riches and money. People can never have everything they want.
啊，在贪财的结果当中，今天第九节保罗这样说，他说：“但那些想发财的人就落在试探中和陷阱里，又落在许多无知和有害的私欲里，使人沉沦在败坏和灭亡中。”
As for the result of greed, Paul says in verse 9, those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction.
那继续在第十节里面又讲到，因为贪财是万恶之根，有人贪爱钱财就被引诱离开真道，用许多痛苦把自己刺透了。
And in verse 10 it says, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
贪财的人其实最根本的原因是对自己的生命或者对自己的将来没有把握。
In fact, the fundamental reason for a person to be greedy is because they do not have a grasp on life or their future.
怕以后不够，所以今天要多一点。
They are afraid that they will not have enough for the future, so they want a little more today.
这样的心态会使自己的生命活在很痛苦的当中。
By being in this state of mind, it will cause themselves to be living in pain.
好，讲一个犹太人的故事给大家听啊。
There once was a story about a Jewish man.
我们都知道犹太人是最会赚钱的一个民族。
We all know that Jews are very good at making money.
在他们眼中，如果你不追求金钱的话呢，你就是一个不值得尊重的人。
In their eyes, those who do not pursue money are not worthy of respect.
有一个富裕的犹太人病得快死了。
It was a rich Jewish man who was so sick he was about to die.
在最后的时刻呢，他想来想去，怎么样可以把他拥有的钱可以带到另一个世界去呢？
In his final moments, he wanted to try and figure out a way to bring his wealth into the next life.
于是他就把他的家人全部叫过来啊，叫他们，你把我的房产，把我的股票全部卖掉，把它变成现金。
And so he told his family members to sell all of his property stocks in exchange for cash.
啊，然后呢，买最好的棺材，然后买最好的衣服穿上。
And then he bought the best coffin and the best clothes to wear.
最后呢，把所有的现金都放到棺材里，让他带走。
Finally, he placed all of the cash into his coffin, hoping to bring it with him.
啊，他死后呢，他的家人就按照他的吩咐把所有的现金都放到了他的棺材当中。
After he died, his family members were to follow his orders and place all of his cash into his coffin upon his death.
接着他的朋友们开始来为他送行了，在他的葬礼当中送别的时候呢，其中有一个知道了原来他的家人把他的现金全部放在棺材里。
And so many of his friends came to bid him farewell. However, one particular friend found out that this man's family had placed all of his cash in his coffin.
于是他马上在他的口袋里拿出了支票。
And so he immediately took out his checkbook.
在支票上面写上了那个现金的那个数目和棺材里面的现金是一样的那个数目。
And wrote the exact amount as they were in the coffin.
然后把这个支票放在棺材里，然后把那个棺材里面的现金拿出来。
He placed the check in the coffin and took out the cash from the coffin and placed it in his bag.
然后对着那个死人说：“兄弟啊，我写这个支票的数目呢和你的现金的数目是一样的，所以你没有吃亏。”
He then said to the man who had passed away, "Oh brother, the amount I wrote on the check is the same amount you have in cash, so don't worry, you didn't suffer any detriment."
故事结束了，是不是一个很冷的故事呢？
Isn't that a cold story?
不过大家需要去思考一下，这个故事当中告诉你什么。
But shouldn't we think about what the moral of the story is?
保罗在今天的经文第七节里面讲到，我们没有带什么来到这个世上，也不能带走什么。
For Paul said in verse 7, "For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it."
其实这个道理谁都懂啊，但是不是每一个人都能行。
Anyone can understand this principle, but not everyone can practice it in action.
甚至连基督徒都不断地受到贪财的诱惑而跌倒。
Even Christians have been tempted by greed and have fallen down as a result.
今天如果我们再仔细的看经文的话，从经文的第三到第五节里面呢，保罗所讲的话，我们可以看到当时有人把信仰当作一个能够赚钱的一个途径。
In today's Bible passage from verses 3 to 5, from what Paul had said, we can see that at that time, there were people who used faith as a means to make money.
那特别第五节，他讲到他们是金钱为得利的门路。
In verse 5, it says, those who think that godliness is a means to financial gain.
其实把信仰当作赚钱的一个门路从古至今都有不是基督教的一个专利。
In actual fact, faith was used as an opportunity to earn money from ancient times until now, and was not a Christian influence.
其实我觉得这方面呢，中国人更厉害。
Chinese people are the best example of this.
看看我们如果从国内来的，国内我们有很多的庙每个城市都有庙，本来庙里面都是要导人向善要为人解决烦恼的，是不是？
Look at our country's temples. Originally, it was supposed to guide people to perform good deeds and help resolve their problems.
但是去年呢，我回国一次，我走了很多很多个地方，但是我还没有找到一个庙是不收门票的。
Last year when Ben returned to China, he visited many places, but he did not see any temples which did not charge entrance tickets.
也就是说，如果你要找神的话，首先你要买一张门票。
It is like if you are searching for God, first you must buy a ticket.
如果你没有钱买门票的话，这个神是不会理你的。
So if you don't have any money to buy a ticket, these gods will ignore you.
那整个信仰里面充满着金钱的味道。
In faith, you will be filled with the taste of money.
不要以为那些佛教的庙是这样，基督教就很好了吗？我们很好吗？虽然我们还没看见今天有哪个教会在收门票。
Do not think that Christianity is completely good, although today there aren't any churches charging entrance fees yet.
基督教在历史当中就试过掉进了金钱的那种的陷阱里面。
In the past, Christianity had fallen into the traps of money.
比如说在中世纪的天主教，他们为了兴建那种很雄伟的大教堂，也为了要去供养那些主教啊教王们他们很奢华的生活。
For example, the medieval churches, in order to build the magnificent cathedrals and to provide for luxurious living of the bishops and the pope.
啊，他们呢就在教会卖赎罪券，大家听过赎罪券吗？
And they would sell atonement scrolls. Has anyone heard of an atonement scroll?
赎罪券是什么呢？就是如果你觉得自己哎呀犯了罪得罪了神了怎么办呢？只要你付钱去买一张那个券就可以了，你的罪就赦免了。
That's like if you sinned and you had sinned against God, as long as you paid and bought an atonement scroll, you may be atoned.
当然，这个我们知道哦，这是完全背离了圣经的教导和我们所信的教义。
But this has completely abandoned the Bible's teaching and our doctrine of faith.
那我们知道，我们得救是圣经告诉我们是本福恩因着信啊，我们能够被神赦免呢，是靠着神的恩典，不是靠着人的能力或者是人的金钱。
The Bible tells us that we are saved by grace through faith, and that we can be forgiven by God through the grace of God and by the not by the abilities of man or money.
那是历史，但是回到今天，我们作为基督徒，我们要如何的去面对金钱啊对我们的挑战呢？
But that was history. Back to the present day. To be a Christian, how should we face the challenges of money?
我们不能够没有钱呢，但我们又怎样可以去对抗贪婪金钱这一种的罪性？
We cannot have no money, but how will we fight against the sin of being greedy?
其实我在写这一篇讲章的时候，刚是星期二，是在刚刚写到中午，我打开电视机准备吃午饭，看看新闻。
I was writing this on a Tuesday, and when I rode up to here, I turned on the TV and was about to start eating lunch whilst watching the news.
当我一打开电视的时候，就看到在基督城刚刚发生了地震的现场报道。
I saw the live broadcastings of the earthquake which happened in Christchurch in New Zealand.
其实在去年十月份他们已经经历过地震了。
During last year's, they already had an earthquake during last year's October.
虽然那一次建筑物有一点损坏，但是因为去年没有人死亡，所以大家有短暂的惊慌，但是没有那一种很无助的感觉。
Although the buildings were damaged, no one died, and everyone panicked briefly, but not the kind of helpless fear.
但是这一次不一样，整栋大厦倒下来。
Nevertheless, this time it was different. Entire buildings collapsed.
连圣公会在市中心的大教堂都不能幸免。
Even the great Anglican cathedral in the city center did not survive.
电视上面在那个时候一直在直播着一栋四层楼的商业大厦倒塌之后，他们是怎么样去做拯救的行动。
The TV was continually broadcasting live images of rescue operations on a four-story commercial building.
在那种大厦，你看的时候就非常是像那个电视主播他形容的一样，像四块 pancake 一个叠的一个这样。
That building was just as the television reporter described it, like a four-piece pancake, each folded on top of each other.
在那个大厦里面，有一些人因为刚刚好是吃午饭走了出来，所以逃过了灾难。
As it was lunchtime for some people, they had left the building and were lucky enough to escape the disaster.
又有一些人呢正在受伤啊，满头是血的正在被救出来。
There were some people who were injured and they were trying to be rescued.
而在里面仍然还有人被困着。
But there were some people who were still trapped in there.
哦，在电视上我看到那一些站在已倒塌的那个建筑外面的那些人他们已经没有危险了。
And you saw on TV that those people standing outside the buildings were no longer in danger.
但是在他们的脸上，你可以看到他是充满着那种的迷惑和惊恐的。
But the expressions were full of confusion.
好像都在问一个问题，就是生命到底是什么？生命怎么会这么脆弱的呢？
Like they were asking, what is the meaning of life? How can it be so fragile?
半个小时之前我还跟那个同事在聊天呢，怎么会现在突然间就不见了？
How come half an hour ago I was chatting to my colleague who had just now disappeared?
而在我看这个电视这种的新闻的时候，我自己的电脑也开着。 我正在思考着这一篇的讲章，人生与财富之间的关系。
But at that moment, I was sitting in front of my computer, pondering about life and wealth.
有人说啊，金钱不是万能，但是没有金钱万万不能。
Some people say money cannot do everything, but without money, you can't do anything.
今天的社会，任何事情都是跟钱有关的。
In today's society, everything is related to money.
有了钱，你可以用钱去投资，然后赚更多的钱。
With money, you can invest and earn more money.
没有钱，你的人生就是失败的人生，是在浪费时间的人生。
Without money, your life will be a failure. It will be a waste of time.
所以大家的生活目标就是为了户口里面有更多的钱，甚至赔上性命也在所不惜。
Everyone's goal in life is to have more money in their bank account and even lose their own lives to get what they want.
是不是这样呢？
Is it really like this?
我们人生的目标就是被金钱主导着我们吗？
Is our goal in life to be dominated by money?
我们所存起来的那些的财富真的能够永远的保住吗？
Can we really save the treasures we have saved up forever?
到底在最后是我们赚了钱，还是钱赚了我们的生命？
In the end, did we earn money or did money earn our lives?
在那一座倒塌的大厦，坐在顶楼或者是总经理办公室的那一个人，他花了多少年的心血才能够坐到那一个位置？
In that collapsed building, how many years and how much effort was put in for the CEO to earn his position of sitting on the top floor of that building?
但是就在那几分钟之内，他连自己坐着的那一张椅子他都保不住。
But that day, within a few minutes, he couldn't even protect the chair he was sitting on.
到底人可以抓住什么？
In the end, what can people hold on to?
我自己，那个时候我在思想啊，我在做白日梦的时候，我在想，如果我花二十年天天的工作啊，然后赚钱，然后建了这一栋大厦，这栋大厦就是我的。
I was thinking, if I'd spent 20 years working every day, saved up and built that building.
今天看着它这样的倒下来，我的心情会是怎样呢？
And watched it fall today, what would I feel?
我对人生的看法会改变吗？
Would my views on life change?
就算我拥有整个城市，在自然的面前，在神的面前都是不堪一击。
Even if a whole city belonged to me, when faced with natural disasters, it would still be very vulnerable.
人的生命只能够活一次，时间过去了就永远不能回头。
People only live once. Once time has passed by, it can never be retrieved.
其实我有时候也很后悔，我21岁的时候啊，没有好好的使用我的时间哦。
Even though I regret not using my time wisely when I was 21 years old, but I can never turn back and try again.
其实人的生命是有限啊，就像时间一样，过去了我们不能再回头，而回头看我们的财富，又肯定是我们有一天一定会失去的东西。
People's lives are limited, and wealth is something that we will definitely lose one day.
那到底在人生中我们要怎么样去看待啊财富这件事情
？Therefore, how will we view wealth during our lives?
今天保罗在提摩太前书的最后一章第17节里面，给了我们一个很宝贵的提醒。
Today, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, Paul gave us a very valuable reminder.
我打开第17节吗？在17节的经文当中，保罗说，你要祝福那一些今世富有的人，叫他们不要心高气傲，也不要寄望在浮动的财富上，却要仰望那后赐百物给我们享用的神。
In this verse, it states, command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant nor to put up their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment.
圣经从来没有贬低过财富或者金钱在生命中的作用。
The Bible has never demoted the use of wealth or money in everyday life.
因为我们需要金钱才能够生活。
Because we need money to live.
所以基督教没有如果你中国来的话，听过阶级斗争啊，也就是说，不会说有钱人就是坏人。
Hence, Christianity does not have any class struggles, or say that rich people are bad people or persecution of others.
甚至在圣经当中，很多地方指出，财富是神赐给人其中的一种的祝福。
The Bible has even pointed out many times that wealth is one of the blessings from God.
然后作为基督徒，我们要非常清楚金钱的观念。
However, as a Christian, we must be clear about the concept of money.
人贪财是因为生命中没有安全感，认为财富可以保护我们的生活，保护我们的生命。
People become greedy because their lives do not have a sense of security, and they think that wealth can protect their life and lives.
当我们看到地震的时候，你就会知道，你有再多的钱都不能够保护你的生命。
But when we saw the earthquake occur, we realized that no matter how much money you have, it cannot protect your life.
人缺乏安全感，真正的原因不是因为银行里面的存款少了钱，或者是你少了一间房子居住。
The real reason people lack a sense of security is not because there is not enough money in the banks or that there is not enough room to live.
因为你想一想，有钱的人他的烦恼或者说他缺乏安全感的感觉会比没有钱的人更多。
It is because the rich people's annoyance and their lack of security exceed that of poor people.
人空虚的来源是因为神在创造人的时候就在人的心中留下了一个洞。
The feeling of emptiness that humans feel came from when God first created man. He left a hole in our hearts.
这个洞会使你感到空虚。
This hole allows us to feel empty.
而这个洞只有神才能够满足。
And this hole can only be filled by God.
这也是神造人的原因，是他希望他与人之间有非常亲密的关系，他希望自己填满在人的心灵当中。
This is also the reason why God created man. He hoped that he can have a relationship of intimacy and love with humans.
只有人认识了真神，他的心灵才会满足。
And that only he can fill the hole in our hearts. Until humans meet the true Lord, their soul will be satisfied.
然后很多人把错误的东西放进了那一个洞里面去填，就像金钱一样。
However, many people try to fill the hole with other things such as money.
结果是呢，你填的越多，你的心就越空虚。
As a result, the more they fill it, the more empty they feel.
保罗提醒大家，不要把生命寄托在那些浮动的财富上面，而是要把目光仰望在赐财富给我们的那一位神身上。
Paul reminded everyone to not rely on tangible items in life, but rather turn your eyes to see the wealth given by God.
因为财富不能给我们平安，也不能使我们脱离死亡。
Because wealth cannot give us peace, and it cannot let us escape death.
只有神的救赎才能够使我们突破死亡的捆绑。
Only God's salvation can break our ties with death.
所以保罗说，要为自己的来世来积蓄财富，做美好的基础，好叫他们能够得着那真正的生命。
And Paul tells us to store wealth in our eternal lives to make great foundations so that they may give us true eternal life.
对比真正的生命，耶稣在马太福音里面讲到，人若占得了全世界，却赔上了自己的生命，又有什么好处呢？人还能用什么去换回自己的生命呢？
In Matthew chapter 6, verse 26, Jesus said, "What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?"
作为基督徒，我们不是要去打倒金钱，而是我们要去打倒我们心中的贪婪。
As a Christian, we are not to defeat money, but to defeat the greed inside our hearts.
打倒贪婪的唯一方法，就是不要把金钱放在你人生的目标中的第一位。
The only way to defeat money is to not put it at the top of your priority list.
而是把神放在第一位，因为只有神才能给你享受生命当中的满足。
But rather, put God as number one, because only God can give you the satisfaction to enjoy life.
最后结束之前，我再送一个故事给大家。
Lastly, before we finish, I will tell you a story.
因为一般讲故事，大家的头都会抬起来。
Because when we tell a story, everyone will look up.
有一位渔夫啊，在这个一个非常好的天气的中午的时候，他坐在海边阳光下。看着自己的渔船在海中漂浮着。
There was a fisherman. One afternoon, he was sitting under the sun on the beach, watching his own fishing boat float next to the shore.
他就心想，如果常常可以看到这样的海浪的起伏，常常可以听见 浪花的这种的声音打上来，常常可以去欣赏上帝所创造的这样的美丽的世界，这是多么的一件幸福的事情。
He thought to himself, if I could regularly watch these waves roll, listen to the sound of the waves, and appreciate the Lord's creations, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing?
正在他做着梦，欣赏着上帝的创造的时候呢，有一个穿着非常整齐的商人走到他的面前，打断了他的白日梦。
And while he was daydreaming, a neatly dressed businessman came up to him, interrupting his daydream.
并且问了他一个非常尖锐的问题，你为什么大白天这么懒散地坐在这里，这么好的天气你应该出去捕鱼才对啊。
The businessman asked a very tough question. Why are you sitting here idly during the day? It's such a nice day, you should be fishing.
那个渔夫说我做了，我今天一早起来我已经工作了，而且呢我已经把那个抓到的鱼啊拿去市场里面卖掉了，现在我是正在休息。
The fisherman replied, I've been working since this morning and have already gone to the market and sold the fish I caught. Now I am taking a break.
那个商人说，那为什么你现在有时间你不出海再去捕一次鱼呢？
The businessman then said, well then, if you have time now, why aren't you at sea fishing?
那渔夫问，我为什么要这样做啊？
The fisherman then replied, why should I do that?
因为这样做的话，你今天可以赚两倍的钱啊。
Because of this, you would have made twice as much today.
那渔夫又问，那我又为什么要这样做，要赚两倍的钱呢？
But why would I want to do that?
这样的话，你就可以买一艘更大、更好的船，然后就可以抓更多的鱼。
That way you can buy a bigger and better boat and hence catch more fish.
之后你还可以去请人帮你捕鱼，将来你还可以发展成为一个非常之大的捕鱼的船队。
Later on, you can invite other people to help you fish, and in the future, you can develop into a large fishing fleet.
那为什么我要这样做呢？
So, why would I want to do that?
因为这样做的话，你下半辈子就可以做你想做的事情啊。譬如说在那个时候，你就可以坐在太阳底下啊，享受着那个海浪的声音啊，看一看上帝的创造，这是多么好的一件事情啊。
Because if you do so now, you can do whatever you want during the second half of your life. For example, you can sit under the sun listening to the waves and admiring God's creation. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing?
希望我们今天能够回去常常的学习感恩，感谢上帝已经赐给我们的东西。
I hope that everyone will bring this message home and ponder about it and appreciate it.